Didn't say anything. Got it. Okay. Hi, everybody. We're going to get going here tonight. It is good to see everyone. Like I said, I had to have a procedure done, so I wasn't able to be visible, but I could see all y'all. So that's what was important, right? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Sorry, I'm just populating the link real quick. In the, come on, Cindy. Okay, there we go. I put a couple things in the chat. The first one, if you don't have a Mac, I'm sorry, just ignore that. I meant to put the Word document in there. So there's the Word document that I sent out with everybody's Explore, and there's the Word document twice with everybody's Explore, and there should be a Word document with everybody's analysis. Okay. No, I just had it here. Hang on. There we go. Okay, and so Michelle Brown, why don't you open us up in prayer and we can go ahead and do the declaration and then we'll go from there. And I'll finish fiddling with this.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for everyone that is on this call. We ask you to illuminate our minds, open our hearts to receive, and that we would speak what you would have us to speak and receive what you have for us to receive on this night. I thank you for each and every woman that is here represented on this call, and I ask you to bless them even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I want to start with the declarations really quick. Let me try to share my screen here. Oh, here we go. Sorry, guys. Okay, can you all see it? Just give me a thumbs up or something. So I know. Okay, great. So you can say it with me, but you don't have to take your mute off. I am full of hope. The impossible seems reasonable. I live in peace and don't worry. My speculations are positive. I like myself and rejoice in my weakness, knowing that when and where I am weak, God is strong. I am quick to forgive and I freely give others grace and mercy. I am confident and thankful. I believe in others and give them the benefit of the doubt. And so, tonight, we really want to move so we don't run out of time, but if anybody can take one or two quick testimonies, I know somebody's got something fiery that happened since the last time we've seen you. We're so blessed by the testimonies last time. Anyone have anything they would like to share?
I'll share one.
Okay.
I've been, you know, just really excited about this and going to bed at night. I've been saying the verse, Psalm 16:7, I will bless the Lord who counsels me even at night. My heart instructs me, and I've been having a lot of dreams. And so I had this dream about a particular individual that I don't know really well. But I woke up and I knew it was an important dream, but I didn't know the significance of it. And so I asked the Lord, you know, I was asking him for that spiritual intelligence about the dream. And he gave me something so profound, but it was really intimidating to share it with the person because what I was going to share could have changed our relationship, like in a good way or a bad way, depending on her receptivity. And so I just had to gear up, you know, get my faith working. And I knew because these exercises we've been doing that I heard from God and that it was from him. So I wrote out the dream and shared it with her. And it was so neat. She wrote back that it was exactly what she needed to hear from the Lord because she was considering quitting something, a big, big job and a big assignment the Lord had, but it was so overwhelming. And the words that the Lord gave me in the dream were exactly what she needed to hear. And she said, She said, "This, you're the most encouraging and challenging person I've ever met." And so it was so exciting to me because it was scary, but I did it in faith, knowing that what we're learning here is, you know, that spiritual intelligence, and knowing it was from him. And then her heart was so receptive that she received it as encouragement and a challenge. And she said, she decided that day to keep going with the assignment God had given her rather than give up. So it was really fun.
That's amazing. Yes, Miss Annette.
I was clapping for Debbie. That's
you were clapping. Okay. Sorry, read the hand wrong. Sorry. Yeah, that's amazing. You took a risk, Debbie, and God confirmed. It's always challenging when you have a word that you're like, they're either going to hate me or love me. Yeah. So you took that risk. That's amazing. Is there anybody else that would like to share really quick before we move forward? Oh, yes, Miss Barbara.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
I had an exciting phone call with a woman that I've never met before. And so what happened was I had a woman that I barely know, local. She knows my husband more than she knows me, but she messaged me and asked me if I would be willing to connect to a lady that she knows about books and publishing and stuff, because I've done self-publishing myself. So I said, sure. So I contacted her and we set up a Zoom. And so we just connected on Zoom, and the Holy Spirit just opened up a whole opportunity for her to be ministered to, because she felt like she was kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. And she was writing, but then didn't feel confident about talking about it, or, you know, spreading the word about what she was doing. And so she thought that we were connecting to talk about books and how to publish and how to market them. Mm-hmm. But it was really a deeper spiritual issue that the Lord wanted to address. And he gave me the words and the knowledge to be able to help her to move forward and to get out of the rut that she was in. So it was really cool.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And so as I turn it back over to Pastor Cindy, I just want to say, of course, you all have Pastor Cindy's email. It is very encouraging when you send emails to say, hey, this is what happened, or this is what I've learned from the class, or because I know many of you had said before, you had read the book before, or you were reading the book, but how shall they hear except a preacher when the anointing is on that? This class just opens it up for us. So I know it's very encouraging to Pastor Cindy, if she put her email there, if you want to send her testimonies and things like that. So, and we will praise God together. So Pastor Cindy, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Thank you so much. And I do I copy and paste all of them, and I keep running a list of testimonies. In fact, at our church, we have two testimony walls. One's in our main sanctuary, where we have a huge sign that says brag on Jesus, and people can just stick their testimonies up there with stick pins and tape or whatever they want to do. And then we have one in our, where we fellowship and where our classes are, called Bringing Heaven to Earth. And we're big testimony people. And we know that when we hear a testimony, we can put our hand in there and say, Lord, they've had breakthrough in this area, which means the door's open for me to have breakthrough too. So I love testimonies. Okay, we're going to get going. I did send out the analysis from everyone. I did not send it on Monday because I didn't get everyone's back in time to send it. I sent it out to you. If you don't have it, I did put it in the chat in Word. It says female 001 analysis in a document. And then I have female 001 explore the week before we did, just in case you don't have it. Cause I wanted everybody to have that, because we're going to work on that tonight. We're going to do that first, and then we'll do the teaching at the end. Cause I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to do the reporting part. We will, what we're going to do is we'll work on it, and then you'll send it all to me. This time I'm going to need it back Thursday night, so I have time to compile the report and send it to that person, because that person will be with us next Tuesday to give you feedback on the report. She will also get all the raw data from the Explorer. You know, a lot of people who get the reports, they want the raw data so they can read through everything, even though we didn't feel like everything should be on the report. Because if everything was on the report, we would be writing a college thesis. And who's got time for that? None of us do, but it's going to be exciting to have them on. They're looking forward to it. If they have time, they're going to have their board also read over it and give them some feedback too. So we're going to start doing that. I see that someone cannot access the document. Can someone take a minute and just put it in a PDF and put it up there for me? Is there anybody who'd be willing to do that if they just raise their hand? Because it's easy to turn, you know, to export it from Word to a PDF. Okay, Abby will do that for us. Thank you, Abby, because I can't talk and do that at the same time. Thank you so much. So each of you should have I've got my email up there. I'm going to need this by Thursday night so I can get the report written on Friday. And really, all I'm going to do is kind of format it in a report form for this person. Tonight, we're going to take the five groups that we had: person, place, things, actionable intel, and foretelling. And we're going to take each of those sections and narrow them down into a few sentences from each section that we feel like the Holy Spirit is breathing on and wanting us to formulate a word from that. And I'll give you an example, but I just want to give you an overview of what we're going to do. So this is kind of remember in the book where it talked about spiritual hieroglyphics? That's what this is. We're reading the language of the Spirit and translating it into formats for this person, you know, words for this person. And so that's what we're going to do. The other thing I included in the chat is I included the link to spiritual intelligence. If you're interested in going deeper in this, we did a summation in 6 weeks, an hour and a half, that I spent 12 weeks doing 5 hours a week. So we did not touch nearly what is to be learned from this. So if you're interested in going deeper, they have an online course that you can do independently. Then they have the 12-week course that takes 4 to 5 hours a week to take care of. So I put that on there if anybody's interested. So we're going to narrow down the five areas into 3 and 4 sentences per group. We're going to use what we already received from the Lord. We're not adding anything new. We're not looking for any new intel. We're not seeking the Lord for additional words there. I mean, we could probably write a 5-page report out of the words we've seen, but the difference is there's thematic words that should be rising to the surface as you look through them. And I'm going to give you an example of that, but we're not adding two. So I want to make that clear. So if you feel like you're getting a new word, I don't want you to put it in there. When I write the report, I want to be able to find the thread. It started week 1. We went into week 2, explore, you know, we heard, we explored, we analyzed. I need to be able to follow the thread all the way through. So we're not adding any new words tonight. You know, if you have them and you want to save them and send them to me separately, that's fine, but nothing new tonight. Everything that you've seen, you have seen for the last 3 weeks. So there should be some familiarity. So I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you can pull up your document, if you have your document in front of you, I'm going to look at the things. One of your teams had the things, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the same group or not this time. We're just going to use what the Holy Spirit tells us. But in the things, let's pull it up here. When I glanced through it, there was 2 things that kind of stood out to me. And I want you to understand, I'm not saying that you have to use these. When you guys start working on the things area, whoever gets assigned to that, that may not even be highlighted. It just happened to stick out to me. But the things that were sticking out to me was motion and water. So in the things part, there was waterfall, breakers, waves, pool, trampoline, oceans, beaches, jumping, running. So there were a lot of motion and water words. So for me, and like I said, this is just an example, I am asking the Holy Spirit, there seems to be a lot of movement, both ground and water, in this person's life. And then asking him, how would you like for me to string that together for her in order for her to receive a word about that movement? It's very possible, you know, the Lord might separate that for you, but that's just an example. And in all of these, you'll see that there's kind of a string of words that can be sewn together that carry the same theme. I just want to use the things since that just happened to stick out to me. So what you might do is if you had that one, the people working in the things group, you might sense that, and this is just coming to me, like I said, you don't have to use this. This may not be on the report. It might be, don't expect a steady pace. Look for movement, possibly some bouncing around and some waves coming to shift your direction. So like I said, that's not a definite, but that's just an example of how we're going to do this. So what you're going to do is I'm going to break you up in groups. One group will be people, group one, group two will be places, group three will be things, group four will be actionable intel, and group five will be foretelling. And you'll know which group you're in. I'll let you know what group you're in. And when you get into your group, what I want you to do is take 5 minutes and just read through the words and circle what the Holy Spirit highlights. Then you're going to begin to share with each other. We're going to take about 20 minutes in this first time together. You'll share with each other and start asking the Holy Spirit to give you a sentence for each of these areas. We're going to keep the containment to 3 to 5 sentences. I don't want any books, nothing long, because it's not about giving them a paragraph of instructions. It's giving them a line of insight that they can pray into and see what God wants to unfold for them. Does that make sense? Now, before I go on, does anybody have any questions on that section? Okay. When you write what you're going to write, you need someone to be a scribe for you that will write them down. I do not want them in bullet points. I don't want them numbered. I don't want it in a chart, because what happens is once I get them like that, then I have to unformat them and reformat them together. Just double space between each one, and that'll help me just copy and paste into a report. The other part of this is we have to stay away. Listen to me. I'm about to tell you what not to do because I'm going to do it. We have to stay away from directive words like you should, you must, do it now, anything like that. That is not part of what we're doing. Our job is to invite them to engage with the Lord about what you're sharing. So instead of saying you should, you might say, I'll give you an example. One of them was find a good travel agent. I think that was it. Something similar to that. Anyhow, something like that. So instead of saying find a good travel agent, what you would say, consider engaging with a travel agent to help you with whatever the Lord's telling you to tell her. We can't use you must, because what happens when we use directive words, it's kind of like when you look at someone and say, the Lord told me that you're going to move to Brazil. Well, if you're not planning on moving to Brazil, but you've got someone that's saying, I'm a prophet and you're moving to Brazil, it creates chaos and confusion inside of you. So what we want to do is we want to take away what we think they should do by using those directive terms. And sometimes we use them without even thinking, and add in an invitational terms. Like instead of you must, we might say, we sense an urgency to pray about expanding your teaching to Timbuktu. Or we received a list of countries for you to pray into. We're not telling them they're going to those countries. We're not telling them they're Zooming in those countries. We're not telling them anything. We're just saying these are the countries that we've received that you might want to pray into. So we just want to be careful with our verbiage. And if I do get verbiage like that, I will change it, because we want the person to feel safe reading the words and not feel pressure or feel compelled or an unction that they have to respond a certain way because of the way we phrased it. Even though we may not have meant it that way, we might have just used words that put pressure on the word they're about to receive. One of them was, you need to begin fundraising now. Well, we would say we sense the Lord is highlighting it's a season for fundraising. And then they can pray about it and see if, is it this season? Is it next season? We just want to make sure that they don't feel like that they're getting words that are requiring or have a sense of demand being put upon them. We want them to feel like they are embraced by these words and are able to really pray into them without any additional pressure in it. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay, Josie, what you got there?
Thanks for the thorough explanation, Cindy. I'm wondering, are we going to get some type of graphic that's going to be explaining all of this information? I'm kind of like a visual learner. I love what you're saying. I'm paying attention, but I'd like to have like the graphic organizer of how to hear, H-E-A-R. Are we going to get like a PDF of that or a Google Doc that we can do that use in the future too?
I could probably send you something. I cannot come up with that tonight. And we are not going through the hear process. So that was a good question, Josie. I can send you the little guide to the hear process, where it's hear, it's explore, it's analyze and report. We've already done the first three steps. We've already heard, we've already explored, we've already analyzed. So now we're taking all that we've heard and we're going to report on it.
Right, right. And you've given us really great detailed steps for each one. And that's what I'm talking about, because there's clear directive on what you're guiding us to do. And I'm wondering if you have it somewhere in print that we can refer to this at a later date if we want to use it on our own.
I'm glad to send you my notes on it. But no, I don't have a specific document on it. But yes, I'm glad to send you, you know, copy and paste my notes on it. If I can just send it out to everybody, you delete it if you don't want it. Yeah, that's no problem at all. Because as we get to the reporting phase, what we're really doing is we are hovering over the words with the Holy Spirit and letting Him pull them out for us and then speak in what we're going to write down. Does that help at all? And like I said, Josie, I'm glad to send that. That's no problem at all. But I don't have any graphics or anything like that. I'm more of a visual learner too. But, you know, they didn't give us graphics either. They just taught. I did a lot of screenshotting. Any other questions on this? No, we're good. Oh, okay, Elizabeth. Liz, what you got there?
I was just wondering, the way it was broken down into people, places, things, actions. Is that like a standard grouping that we can follow in the future?
You can, like I said, Liz, this, I'm going to copy and paste just my little instructions in the notes just so you'll have them. But like I said, I learned this over 12 weeks, 5 hours a week, mm-hmm. two classes in 1 week, each week for 12 weeks. So this is a broad sweep. Mm-hmm. In a 6 week period of time. If you'd like the full indoctrination, I would encourage you to look at the classes, whether it's the, they have the self-paced one, and then they have the 12 week one. The self-paced one, I think they give you up to a year to do it. And I think it's like $99 or something like that. It's not very expensive, but the 12 week one, because it's highly intensive, they have multiple instructors. Chris Fallotton's on there, Dano's on there. You know, it's definitely more, a lot more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would definitely consider that. And like I said, I'll just add my notes to here if that will help. But so at least you could see them. Class five. Okay. And then that way y'all can see them. If that'll help at all, for some of you, it might. I love it when it gets rid of you guys. There we go. Okay, there we go. So there's the directives. Like I said, we're gonna break up into groups. There's 27 of us, so we'll break up into 10 groups. And when you get there to your group, group one will have people, group two will have places. I'll let you know. I'll send you a note into each of your groups. Pull out your people or your places or your things, pray over them, take 5 minutes, somebody set the timer, and just jot down what stands out, and then begin to compare with each other and formulate a word. And it sounds like a lot. I remember I had to be the scribe, which is, I'm going to tell you honestly, that's not my gift. But at first it was a little overwhelming because there's five of us in a group, but God just started, all of a sudden one person would say woman and the other person would say this. And then the next thing you know, we've got a sentence put together, a word put together from that one section. So don't let the process overwhelm you. Just one step at a time. Look, I'm going to pray over all of you. God's going to give you several words to go within your category, and it's going to be beautiful. And then you will also get a copy of the final report with them. You're just going to be amazed when they give you the feedback from it. So any questions before I pray? Okay, Annette?
I do have a quick one.
You had to put your, I can't hear you.
Sorry, I thought I bumped that. Are we going over the analysis sheet or all three of them?
We're going to do the analysis sheet, yes. But I gave you the explore sheet too, just in case you felt like you needed to go back and look up where that section was. I know I had both, and on occasion, I think a couple of times we did go back and say, now, where was that word? Let me read it in context. But yes. So any other questions? Okay, let me just pray over you guys. So Father, we just thank you that Holy Spirit is all over this, and that we have been working on this. This is our fifth week, and you have poured out your word. You have poured out images, both symbolic, both literal, and you will sort through which is which. God, I just thank you that as each person goes through this, the word says that we all carry a part. And as we put our parts together, it becomes this collaborative tapestry. So Lord, thank you for this tapestry that you're weaving tonight. And I pray for peace. I pray for just the super chill of the Holy Spirit. We all hear, see, smell, think clearly, and that you will just do what you plan to do that will bless, encourage, and help propel this person that's coming up next Tuesday night. And we just thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'll put you in your groups, and then I'll send you a tag of what section you get, okay? How they think it went? Go ahead, Liz.
Well, I think it was tough. It was tough to do. I think my biggest thing was looking at all of the words and trying to allow the Holy Spirit to pull it together and staying out of the analytical mind, because I can go there real fast, you know. Me and too. So getting out of the analytical mind, using IQ, we've cut that path so often that we incline to go right into IQ, and trying to pull out of that to access the mind of the Lord. And it's not easy. It's not easy.
It is not easy. And the more we do it, the quicker we're able to access.
Yes.
But we all know that we're cutting new neural paths, which we talked about early on. And it's challenging because even what a prophetic word that might have gone through a season of carrying the same interpretation, because that's what the Lord was on at that time. Let's just say, you know, there's a season of, I remember, gold, feathers, and oil. There was a season of that where it just reoccurred over and over again. We could just feel it. We could sense it. But then that season lifted and there became a new season. So realizing that prophetically, we grow in our gifts, all of that, but our what the interpretation is and what God has for this season could be different from what it was even last week, and learning how to stay on that cutting edge with God, because we know his voice and his pattern, not necessarily leaning on the interpretation. I'll just tell the story real quick. Chris Valentin was talking about when they first started their prophetic council, and there were like half a dozen of them, maybe a dozen. And they were getting prophetic words that were manifesting and dreams that were coming true within months. I mean, really quick activations. And he said that they met every week. And then someone came out with a dream interpretation book. So when they started having dreams, they got the book out. And all of a sudden, everything dried up. The prophetic, the dreams, no manifestations, no. And he said, they began crying out to the Lord, what's going on? And the Lord said, you quit coming to me first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They leaned on their understanding. Yes. So that's one thing that this is working on, is trying to recalibrate us, that the first place we go is Holy Spirit, what do you think? Holy Spirit, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And work out of, operate out of spirit to spirit, right?
Well, I felt the pull. Actually, I could feel the Holy Spirit pulling me beyond my usual. I could feel the stretch.
Good.
That he was doing. So that's a good thing.
Good. Thanks, Liz. Anybody else got anything they want to share? Come on, I had five groups. You want me to pick on you?
I can share. Okay. Elizabeth was also in my group. I'd have to agree with Elizabeth. Initially, it was a little bit challenging, just kind of being clear. It's so easy to go into those well-established pathways, right? Where you have a formula, you know, a system, right? So extrapolating, sifting, and then waiting, it's the document that you sent us, and then waiting on the Holy Spirit to speak, right? In a group of women, it's like, oof, am I going to be right? I'm just going to take a chance. So in that regard, I agree with Elizabeth. It's good exercise. It's good learning. And it's good practice. But it was stretching a little bit.
That's good. That is really good. It is stretching. It is. And that's, we were talking about it while you guys were in your group. This is a move of God right now, where he is providing a greater intel, as we're using that word, for solutions that are in front of us. And we know that 1 Corinthians 2 says that the Spirit searches the deep things of God and reveals it to us. So, as simple and complex as that. Anybody else want to share? No? Okay. Okay, Mary, go ahead.
We had great conversation and came at it from two ways, just in those initial stages. One was to see the patterns. How many times did this word or this idea come up? And then also looked at it and said, what were the things that were totally novel and only showed up once, but just seemed to be highlighted? So I, you know, still sorting through that. And was it something that was revealing about her from her past that would make her want to flow in that in the future? So I can't, you know, we have some sentences in the works, but I will certainly be praying about that some more.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it is, it's challenging, especially the first time you do it. And really everyone, I don't know if Donna's not on here. Donna Cole took the class with me, but everyone, it's the first time. And just think of all the words that you've heard, everything that God has sorted through, how he took the very first week of hearing and then took it to this whole expansion of exploring and then analyzing. And now we're preparing a report for someone to receive, to be encouraged, to be thrust forward, to be able to go before the Lord and just sort through. I was telling Michelle and them that I got one of these reports from Aquaresia, and it has blown me away. And just the report itself is overwhelming because there's confirmations, there's some big things in there that I feel the Holy Spirit on, but I have no idea what it means. So there's this supersized anticipation of what God's going to do. Now, Tracy Lee put up here, I think directives can sometimes add to the logic arena. So I don't know exactly what you mean by that, Tracy Lee. Do you want to add anything to that?
I was thinking toward a directive on the sentence that I was trying to come up with. And then I realized because of knowing what something usually represents and trying to do it in the directive way, I was getting out of listening to what the Holy Spirit had to say.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, and then once I stepped away from that and I was like, okay, you've got to give me what this is because I can't do it. So then I came up with, you know, or I was given, however you want to word it, the sentence that I got. So
good, good, good. That is really good. I cannot wait to see them all. I know it's going to be very, very exciting. I've been praying over you guys and praying over the words, and I think you guys will even be surprised when you see the report and everybody's statements on it. There'll be sometimes, you know, the whole thing is this is about a collective, the body coming together and producing something from each of our parts. So, you know, we all can prophesy individually, but when we start coming together as a collective, it carries, I don't know if it's a deeper, wider, more expanded sense of what God's saying because everybody's carrying a piece of it. And then we put those pieces together. So I think you'll be really excited about and you know, anticipating to see what this person's going to respond. And there may be things on there that she may think, I don't know, that didn't make any sense to me. I've got something on my report. I'm like, I don't know what that is. But it will give her that opportunity. It invites her into the opportunity to spend some time with the Lord. And he will definitely bring up whatever's the most critical thing for her to hear and process through. Any other questions that you have? I really appreciate you guys just stepping out and stepping in, really, to this murky water and making it clear with what the Spirit had to say. So I appreciate that. Thank you guys so much. I wanted to talk about one little thing, and we're not going to do a whole lot more because I know it's 8:20. We've only got 10 minutes. But did you guys get a chance to read the homework about the quantum physics and about the laws and how they operate? Did anybody have any aha moments or thoughts about those? Somebody want to jump in there? I think they were in the workbook. I have the pages written down. In the workbook, it was on page, it was around 103 when he started saying, take a look at this. And then in the regular book, it was on page, it started about page 130, the law of faith. And he talked about, did someone say they had some thoughts on that or aha moments when he talked about the law of gravity and the law of lift, the law of faith? You know, those different elements. Did anybody have anything that just stood out to them? You can raise your hand. Abby, go ahead. Thank you. Sometimes if you're waving, I don't see you.
Yeah. So as I was reading, God did a lot of work on my heart. These chapters on like quantum physics and technology. because I think that I may have taken a traditionalist kind of stance in the past, that technology is the wild, wild west and it's out of control and it's dangerous. And but as I'm listening to him, because I have the audiobook as well, I just hear him say, you know, God's hand is all over this and God is in control. And if we lean into it, he'll do what he wants with this, what seems like a Wild West situation. And yeah. So God definitely like humbled me and just put me in a different perspective regarding technology and like tech expansion.
That's good. That's really good. How about you, Liz? Thank you, Abby.
I think he talked about the littleness of faith, mm-hmm. and getting into sustaining faith. That was like an eye opener for me, because then I had the question, well, how do I sustain the initial faith? You know, I've always been taught basically that once you release your faith for something, that faith is almost like a credit, it's there. Mm-hmm. And so when he spoke of this faith over time, a sustaining or maintaining the faith, that threw me off a little bit. I just didn't know, well, how do we do that? Do we just go back to the word? Do we continue to speak out declarations and confessing, or is there a time when we actually rest the faith and get into trust? So that I felt a little bit of works with that. You know, I guess sometimes it depends on your personality. You know, with me, I could see it myself getting into some sort of works. Mm-hmm. Even after I have released the initial faith for something, you know, I feel like, you know, just like with intercession, sometimes you pray and then the burden is lifted. So once I release my faith and petition the Lord, whatever I'm going to do, pray and believe in the Lord, then I rest in that. So that just threw me off a bit when he talked about littleness, meaning equating that with sustaining, as to why we may not have a miracle, you know, seeing miracles are different things. And I thought of when I pray for people, lay hands on someone and pray, say for healing, I have faith enough to pray for them, but is the healing not manifested because I didn't sustain that faith during that whole time of laying hands on them? You follow what I'm saying?
I do. I was trying to find the little thing where he did say, you have the, here it is, because of the littleness of your faith. And he said the briefness, that means brief.
Yeah.
That your faith only lasted a moment or whatever brief was for you in that specific thing. So that I have to say, I definitely thought about that a little. And it's interesting because even as you use the example of when you're praying for someone in healing and the manifestation and all that, we all understand that that is a big mystery that we don't fully understand. He gave the story of Olive when Olive passed away and they held for a week. I remember being part of that prayer of just holding on that Olive would be resurrected. And, because they, you know, her parents believed that she was going to be resurrected.
Yes.
And, you know, they just contended and contended. And you can't really say, did they not have faith enough or did they not have this enough? Or, you know, that's the mystery of God. Like you were saying, that you just don't understand, because sometimes we feel that release, just like we pray over someone, we know they're going to be healed, we release it. We pray over someone, they're not healed, and you feel like you're supposed to contend longer. Or we pray, and God just is like, you've done your part, I'm going to do my part. But we don't know how that part's all going to work. And part of this stirs up unanswered questions about faith manifesting that we don't actually have a revelation of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sometimes how we get in trouble, because we're like, oh, I prayed and this didn't happen. So that means this, when a lot of times that's not what it means.
Now this, you know, say example, I could, sometimes I pray for people and they get slain in the spirit. They fall out, right? And I'm fine. I move on to the next person. But then there are times when I would pray for someone, they would fall out, but then I know I'm not finished praying for them. And I go right down to the ground and continue to pray for them until the burden, I sense the burden is lifted for that particular thing. Same thing with praying. You can sense. So I was trying to, does that mean I still, well, we don't have the answer for it, but does that mean I still have to extend the faith, releasing faith? Or it could just be the situation. I'm thinking out loud now. It could just be the situation that calls for more prayer at that particular time. Okay.
Very interesting. You know, it does stir up a lot of thought, a lot of thought. Okay. I was just reading, someone wrote some notes in the line about it. Any other thoughts on that particular area? And like I said, we'll do a little bit more teaching next week, but I just wanted to open this up in our last few minutes and just see if there was anything that just stood out about this. And, you know, he equates that word. And I did go back and look, you know, when people give me the interpretation of a word that is unfamiliar to the way I normally understand and interpret it, I always go back and look. If the Greek says this, then I go back and look to see what the Greek says. Just because it's not that I don't trust what somebody says, I just have to see it for myself. So I can say, yes, I looked myself, I know, you know, in my heart. And, you know, that's part of all of this. As we learn and as we train and as we're adding these different tools to our toolbox, we have to make sure that we keep it aligned with what scripture tells us. And I think what I'm trying to say, the bottom line is that I love this book and I love the workbook, but as we go through it and start adjusting our neural pathways, adjusting the way we think, adjusting interpretations, we have to make sure that we go back to the word and make sure that that new neural pathway is not only connected to what we learned, but is connected to the word itself. Does that make sense?
That it stays founded in God and in the word.
Yes.
Because we can get carried away. And I just wanted to say, like, my biggest takeaway from the reading is, like, even as people consider me like bold and courageous, forerunner, whatever they want to, I'm like, oh my goodness, I think so little. Like, when I'm reading this and I'm like, just, you know, like, wow, like this, I've been thinking so small about the possibilities of what God can do, like, in and through us individually, but collaborative, like the fact that he uses non-believers, you know, to do his will of what he's doing. And just, I think it just even opened, I forget who it was, I think it was Abby, like, I mean, I wasn't like totally like technology is evil, but I was like, oh my goodness, like, we've come so far, like, it's good and it's bad. And then I think about, like, you know, what God is able to just do. And because of, you know, where we live and what we're doing here, in the first heaven, like, and the second heaven has access here, like, it's just, but we have access to the third heaven to bring it down. Like, it's just like, oh my goodness, like, my mind is just blown, and I can see the difference, and even my ability to hear has increased since we started. So
good.
I'm super blessed, and I hope that everybody else is as well.
Good.
Thank you for your time, Cindy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm super blessed too, and just feel so encouraged by all of you guys. I was telling Michelle Burkett earlier that, you know, most of you I haven't had any interaction with, and it's just so great to get to see people and you know, connect and have more than just 5 minutes at a conference or listen to somebody on a conference call, just to really have some engagement and building a relationship here. So I really do appreciate each one of you and giving your time to this. And it's going to be fun. Last week's our last week. Next week's our last week. And we will have, like I said, our special guest. And then we'll have the big reveal. And then we'll do a little teaching, a little activation, and close up with some encouragement for each one of you. So thank you so much and have a great night. Let me just pray over you guys. What time is it? 8:32. We always go a few minutes over. Sorry about that, guys. But Lord, we just thank you for hearts that are hungry, on fire, and open. God, I just thank you that we're just in this place where we're willing to go beyond the bounds of where we've been, that the borders are down and we're ready to go into this realm of intel and being connected to you and being able to draw the solutions from your heart and pour them into the hearts of others. So Lord, just bless us tonight as we sleep. Give us opportunities to use this and practice this. And Lord, even in the future, as other things come up, just connect us with one another to bring these solutions to other people. And we just thank you, Lord. And thank you for everyone who participated. And may the sentences just flow the way you want them to flow, Holy Spirit. And it'll just be amazing and beautiful, Lord. So thank you so much. Hey, let me tell you one other thing before I hang up, because you could tell my brain was starting to work. Oh, homework. Oh, crud. I forgot about that part. Okay, so I've got it right here. If next week I'll get your names, you'll have to email me. But if any of you would like to be part of a team that when we get requests, I would send it out to you. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be weekly interaction. What had happened was it would go out to everyone. Everyone would do the homework, send it all back to me. We'll compile it. So if anybody has any interest in that, just be praying about that. And you guys can, we'll talk about it next week. You guys can send me a note. We do have two other projects that are kind of waiting till we get through this and see if there's others who would like to participate in it. So be thinking about that if you would. So our homework for next week, I'll pop it in there. It's going to be chapters 14 through 16 and module 5 in the workbook. Let me pop it up here real quick. There we go, guys. Chapters 14 through 16 and module 5. So if any of you guys are interested, please start thinking about it, praying about it. Like I said, we have two other requests that are waiting for us to get through here. And hopefully some of you guys would be interested in working on those requests with me. Okay. Everybody got the homework? You can sign off as soon as you get what you need, and we'll leave it on for just a second so you can make sure you get it. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Bye, everybody. Love you.